Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show. Grassroots is here and on the table in time for your Sunday night dinner. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are here to talk about the local music scene and see what's going on. And I see you've survived the Big Butler Fair and all the concerts.
I'm not sure how I did. physically, I'm just not what I used to be. And we might be talking a little bit about that later in the program today. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be ironic when you hear that part of it.
Yeah.
Well, especially 90-degree heat didn't do you any favors either.
I'm hunched over right now because my back is just killing me. It is hurting so bad.
Oh, man. Well, a big shout out to Shady Lady Productions and your efforts to tie the Big Butler Fair into some great local music with the opening night concert and then the connections, too, for the headlining concert you had to wrap up the fair. I just love the fact that they kick off. You know, we love music. What's the Big Butler Fair do? Kick off opening night with a big concert, wrap it up with a big concert. And, of course, you had Tyler Farr, country musician, come in for the finale.
Yeah, he did a great job. The crowd loved it. It was one of the more enthusiastic crowds, I think, and put on a great show. And we had the weather for it, too. It was a beautiful evening. And, yeah, I mean, it's a big fair. There's a lot going on there. It's a year-long process for them to pull that off over 9 days. 9 days always over the fourth.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's a big deal that they connected up with local music, and I hope that tradition continues. But a salute out to your company for doing what you do for the local music scene. It is greatly appreciated, and I hope people take that to heart and get out and support local bills when you have that opportunity, no matter where you are. But hopefully right here in our community, because we think there's a lot of great music to be seen, and some of that you'll get to see at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up here in just a little over, well, we've got 5 weeks, basically, a little over a month now with the airing of this show, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Jeez.
Rest up. You got to get ready.
I got to get through the Moraine State Regatta here first, too. We got 2 full days of music for that.
That's so, right. Yeah, and that's always the first week, first weekend
in August? It'll be the 2nd and 3rd of August,
yeah. So that's always a fun one, too, and a beautiful location at Lake Arthur Moraine State Park to have get-togethers like that, so keep an ear out. We'll have a preview of that coming up.
We'll have Amanda Becker on here probably next week or very soon here to discuss that a little bit.
But the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, looking forward to that, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Cooper's Lake Campground, and thanks to Ram Automotive, they kick off the Singer-Songwriter in the Round. On Thursday night, 7 o'clock, 5 musicians will sit down, tell their stories, their tales. Always so fantastic. You can come, bring a lawn chair, sit down and watch, wheel in your cooler, and just sit back and listen to some great local music.
Yeah, this is a good lineup we have for it, too. And I wonder if we'll be presenting our first Grassy during the singer-songwriter portion of the evening, because Jordan McLaughlin is nominated for Grassy, along with A.E. Honick, a little collaboration they did.
Wouldn't that be fun to tie 2 years of singer-songwriter in the round together? But that's out of our hands, because you, the voters out there, should be voting on that. If you haven't done so today, get that vote in. You get one a day for the entire month of July at 977rocks.com. You'll see the 12 nominees. But, yeah, what a great list of musicians that are going to be there that night.
Yeah, these are all storytellers, too, so this is going to be a good one. I can't wait. I mean, Samantha Sears, Morgan Gruber, the aforementioned Jordan McLaughlin, George Fisher, and Ben Valasek. So it'll be fun.
Going to be great. And of course this year the stage is moving from the Amphitheater Bowl just off kind of to the back and to the right, where there will be a big wide open area for everybody to come plant your chairs. If you want to put an easy up, you can do that. You can wheel in, just sit down and enjoy the music starting Friday night at 5 and then all day Saturday. Just a much more wide open area for everybody to be comfortable, I guess you could say.
That's what we're shooting for, and hopefully a little better visibility, you know, of the stage and not not having, you know, not blocking people out and giving you just more access and visibility. And I would recommend a pop-up as well, because we kind of looked at it in that manner, you know, let people have their little tents and put them up and without, you know, hindering anybody else. So.
Yeah, yeah. So great location. And thanks to our friends at Band Together Pittsburgh and Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies. Yes. They are the stage presenting sponsors this year. Couldn't do that without them.
I was going to say the same thing. Couldn't do it without them. So please, you know, go support these two businesses. Yeah, you can catch Diamond Joe right over here on North Main Street Extension. And, of course, Band Together Pittsburgh is doing events all over the place.
Yeah. And, of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee, one of our presenting sponsors of this show, but also presenting the Center Stage Band Jam Preview every Friday morning, and they're going to be a part of the show again this year. Also, Big Rail Brewing, we welcome them on board this year, and they're going to have some tastes at the Band Jam for you to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we're going to have the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers back as well. It's a benefit fostering music. And fostering music folks, they're staying pretty busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've got a lot of fundraising goals going on. They've got 15 students, I think, in 8 different counties that they're providing instruments and lessons to. And, you know, that's not cheap. It's not free.
Yeah.
So hats off to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Also to our local McDonald's restaurants back again here with us. They've been in the past a stage sponsor, but we've been moving the stage around. And that is ticket drops for you here. One here in the month of July. There will also be another in August. And it's just a way for the listeners to get in on a little bit of fun supporting a local music or a local business with the tie-in to local music and getting some band jam tickets.
And say, this is the 13th, so I know there's got to be one coming up here in the next week or two. You're going to have to stay tuned.
Absolutely. And, of course, other participating sponsors this year include another one of our show sponsors, Build the Scene, Bill Damiano. Check out buildthescene.com. Music from the 412, Scarfire Media, also Jazz's Rock and Road Show, KEI Dumpster Rental, Quality Life Services, where they're doing Thursday night concerts once a month, and the Noble Hops will be there later this month.
Yeah, we're coming up here in just a week and a half, I think.
Yeah. And, of course, the place that helps you survive a thirsty Thursday, the Liberty Corner Tavern.
Yeah, things are going very well there with acoustic music. Thank you to everybody for supporting that.
That's great stuff. Butler County Veterans in Need, also part of our show this year. Drusky Entertainment have since day one, and one of our latest new sponsors, Bonus Accounting, and they're going to have some representation out there as well. So if you want to come out and find out about how to prepare for your taxes and do what anything with your money, they'll be there.
Yeah, and a big shout-out to Butler County Veterans in Need, because they're a big part of doing a lot of the stage work for me out at the Big Butler Fair. They come out there, and they bust their butts for those 16 to 18-hour days as well. So it's really cool. And they've got a e-bike raffle going off right now, so yeah. Get in on that and help them out.
There you go. And find out more about that. They've got a great display of that on their Facebook page. Check it out, or come to the Band Jam and find out a little bit more. But thebandjam.com gets you your tickets, 17 and under, or in free anyway. So mom and dad buy your tickets either for one day or both. You can do that at thebandjam.com.
Yep. Let's we got a big show coming up this Friday.
Big show, huh?
Big show coming up this Friday. The Gary Burke Third Let Freedom Ring Tour is going to be landing in Youngstown, Ohio.
Ah.
And we'll be joining my band Noble Hops. We'll be joining that show along with our friends in Sour Mash. So nice. I think we need to get some information on that.
Yes, indeed. We want to talk to Larry Wilson from Biker Brewhouse over in Youngstown. Of course, recently we had a gentleman that I think a lot of you people in our community know quite well, and that being Gary Burke III on the show and on our morning shows to talk about some of the things that he is up to with his Let Freedom Ring tour. Well, this coming weekend, you're going to want to head over to Youngstown, Ohio area. Larry Wilson from Biker Brewhouse. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on. Love the fact that what you have going on over there, a lot of excitement, but boy, you guys really do a great job catering to local music as well.
Yes, we do. And we have one heck of a lineup this July.
Well, let's talk about that. What are you bringing in? Of course, we're going to be talking next weekend in particular. You're going to have Gary Burke III in, and you're going to have the Noble Hops and Sour Mash as part of a very special stop on the Let Freedom Ring Tour. But that's just one of the events you folks have. And for the listeners out there, just to give them a perspective, if anybody has driven into the state of Ohio from Pennsylvania, you have gone right past your location. You can't miss it, right?
That's correct. We're right at 46 and 80. We get a lot of travelers that go through here.
And, of course, you have the Youngstown Heart of Davidson dealership sitting there, Biker Brewhouse, right beside it. I mean, you're tied right in.
Yes. Yeah, we're attached to the Harley-Davidson dealership over here in Youngstown. You see it from the freeway every time you go through.
So let's kind of surround. We'll get into the Let Freedom Ring tour, but what else do you have going on? Because I know you guys do some trivia nights and lots of great fun in the month of July.
Oh, yeah. So we start off with Wednesday nights. We have DJ Trivia. This Tuesday, we're opening up for the first time and doing music bingo.
Ooh.
So it's going to be pretty exciting. We have not opened on a Tuesday in a long, long time. So we've lined that up for the month of July and see how that goes. And then every Thursday, we've teamed up with Quaker Steak and Lube, which is right across the street from us, and we host bike nights every Thursday. So we have a great thing going there where you can come in, get your ticket stamped at both locations, and get put into a drum for a drawing for a chance to win a Harley-Davidson on September 11th.
Nice.
So it's a great thing. Every Thursday, both locations have bands going on, so we have music down here in this cul-de-sac. It's a great thing for the community. So this Wednesday is Steel Roots.
Okay.
Or this Thursday. Sorry about that. Steel Roots.
Okay.
This Thursday, and then we roll right into Friday night, which is the Let Freedom Ring tour.
Oh, and it's going to be a great night for folks to come over. Power pack bands that, you know, Sour Mash have a big connection to the motorcycle community. They are one of the baddest rock and roll bands to be associated. And, of course, our friends at the Noble Hops. And then, of course, Gary Burke III. What he's doing with this tour is just phenomenal, helping out local first responders and just putting, I think, shining a spotlight on them at the same time.
Absolutely. And we couldn't be more excited that they invited us as one of the venues to stop and our local community. All the funds from ticket sales are going to the Austintown Fire Department, Austintown Police Department, and they are just at a loss of words for what we're willing to do and what Gary is.
And I think, Larry, you know, you're a local business, you're a local entity, and that shows you how important our hometown local entities are to their communities. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that you're opening up on a particular day for the first time in a while. And, you know, we see that in communities. And the reason is, a large part, you know, people don't support those particular days. I guess maybe we have too much fun on the weekends, but it's important if you're going to open your doors for people to come out and support that so that it continues. And, you know, you have fun celebrating hometown businesses.
And that's what we need at these times, because there's a lot of, you know, local business. We need support local.
And that's what we're all about here, definitely. And it's going to be a great time. So give us a time frame on the event itself, the Let Freedom Ring Tour Stop. What should people expect? When should we be there?
Well, I believe the gates open up at 6 o'clock, or the first show goes on at 6. We'll have the gates open all day long, so whenever you want to show up. We'll be ready to go. We open the doors to the establishment at noon. So we'll be ready to go.
Okay, so anytime all day, come on by, and the music will flow, and it's going to be a great night of music, capped off by Gary Burke III, and what a performer he is as a young man that's really been building his brand for quite a while now, and we've been following a lot of what he's been doing. And we encourage everybody to come over and just celebrate the night. It's a great little trek. You've got an easy in-and-out location to anywhere if folks are listening to us on this show. We hope you'll come on over Friday night, July 18th, the Let Freedom Ring event featuring Gary Burke III with the Noble Hops and Sour Mash. What else do you have going on in the rest of the month? Who are some of the acts we'll get to see, Larry?
Okay, so I do want to point out one thing for the event. Bring your lawn chair. We have a huge lawn.
Okay.
So bring your lawn chair, and that way you have a seat to sit. Otherwise, it would be standing room.
Okay.
Okay? So, but to answer your question, the rest of the month we have on Saturday the 19th. So it's going to be a packed weekend. Harley-Davidson is holding their fifth anniversary party. So we do have music lined up that day as well from the Huck and Phil Billies and Mike and Ava. They're on the Brewhouse stage. And then on the 24th, which is the next bike night, Sam Winterberger's on. And then on Saturday, we have Danny Lopez on the 26th. And then on the 31st, we have Solo Six String, which is the last bike night of July.
So you definitely have a lot of events happening for the month and for the summertime ahead. Folks can come on by. And I did see some highlights from the big anniversary party that's planned for the 19th. Looks like that's going to be just an action-packed weekend. Any of our motorcycle friends, man, you're going to want to take two drives over to the area, Youngstown, Harley-Davidson, and, of course, Biker Brewhouse.
And if you don't want to take two drives, we have 9 hotels within walking distance.
Well, that's even better yet. Why don't we make a weekend out of it?
That's right. That's right.
Great stuff, Larry. Well, hey, we appreciate what you're doing over there. Thank you for hosting the Let Freedom Ring Tour, and have a great weekend coming up. Again, Friday night, it will be the Let Freedom Ring Tour, Noble Hop Sour Mash, Gary Burke III, and the big celebration the following day, too. So we'll make it a weekend in Ohio. What do you think, Larry?
I think that's great, and we're truly honored that this tour is stopping here.
Well, Larry, keep up the great work over there. We'll see you soon, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, coming up next on the Grassroots Show, we've got the band Lone Crow Rebellion. They've got some new material. We want to play it for you. But before we get there, I'm going to spin a gentleman who is pretty active in the Pittsburgh music scene and an amazing guitarist. You might have caught him once or twice with Charlie Barathas, Charlie Barath's band, Motators and the Gravy Train. But Donnie Bell, the Donnie Bell Band, he's got a cool song that is going to really connect with a lot of folks who are white or blue-collar Western Pennsylvanians, the little nuts and bolts stuff. It's simply called Bolts, Donnie Bell Band. Some fun stuff. And then there's this rumor out there that there's this band called the Noble Hops that have dropped another new tune to much fanfare.
Yeah, I can't believe that I didn't spin this last week.
Well, you know, because we dropped it on Friday.
Yes, I did, and I appreciate that greatly. But I'm like, what? Dude, you have a radio show and you didn't even play your own song that you just released on it. So I'm going to play it tonight. So, right. Yeah, thank you to everybody who's given us a listen so far. But here's our new single featuring guest vocalist Miss Freddie, Pittsburgh's Lady of the Blues. She come in and really helped lay the gospel down on this. And we had a lot of fun recording it with Jazz Byers at Rattleclack. And it's called Life by the Numbers.
Well, a couple of tunes that tie into life and living it.
Yep.
It's the Grassroots Show tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
I still got more than many. All we can do is just stick around and wait for our share to trickle down. I may be the last of a dying breed, still turning out things we need. Rank and file. Recipe.
One, two, three. If you listen to me, I can tell you how easy it can be. Four, five, six. You can get your kids by living and loving and laughing and being free. And it don't matter what your color, but if you're rich or poor. The fire.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Our next segment brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service in their four locations, of course, presenting sponsor of Friday mornings and our center stage at the Band Jam get-together. And, of course, Barry will be at the Band Jam with his band, The Rumble, who are the reigning Grassy Award-winning band. So don't forget to vote, 977rocks.com, because you folks out there listening are responsible to replace them. You decide who wins. We're excited to have the representatives that we visit with each and every time they come in from Lone Crow Rebellion, Greg Long and John Simanker are back with us. Lone Crow Rebellion back in the studio. Good to see you guys again.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
And was it last year you were at Band Jam? Was that the year before?
It must have been the year before.
Year before, I think. I get lost on these.
Yeah. So.
And I'm not retired.
Yeah. It doesn't get any easier.
Yeah. But it's good to see you guys. Of course, we first met you guys a few years back. We were excited to have kind of a connection to the Du Bois area for a change, and you guys were trying to work your way into the Pittsburgh music scene, and I think you've done that.
We have gotten some good work down here.
Sure,
we've nice fans, wonderful fans.
Yeah,
I see your name around.
Yeah, we've been playing. We do some opening work for like a Jurgles or, you know, we wish that Hard Rock Cafe wouldn't have closed. But we had some jobs lined up there, but they decided to do something else. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had a few of those, but we've had some other doors open up. Which
yeah,
is,
absolutely.
You know, so I guess when one leaves, hopefully another comes in to fill that slot. Let's just, you know, hate to see anything leaving. Because there's some pretty cool places that have. But you guys still staying pretty active in your native areas up? I guess we would say to the North Central.
We'll run anywhere.
Yeah.
Our biggest trip we did the Millville Music Festival on Saturday, and we played that theater job in Tunkhannock on Sunday. So that's catty corner across the whole state.
Wow. You did some hiking.
Yeah. So we're running around.
Yeah. Is there a nice scene in the Tunkhannock? I've always loved that name.
It's a cool little town.
I've never been there specific, but have gone past it.
There are a lot of active theaters up in that corner.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay.
And I didn't realize, I just come back through Milford, PA, on my way back from where I was on vacation at, and they have quite the music festival in Milford.
Oh.
It goes on the last weekend in June.
Okay.
That'd be right at the top of, you know, the Poconos.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, they got some stuff going on.
Yeah, because we travel out that way quite a bit, you know, whether we're deciding to go into New Jersey via the Turnpike and, you know, take the hit or take I-80 the long way and take off some other jaunts down the road.
It's a jaunt through the woods up there.
It is.
It's beautiful country.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, they have a chance to do Milford. Definitely stop at Milford.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like, especially late June here.
Yeah.
Of course, I missed it this year, but next year,
Well,
what's going on with Lone Crow Rebellion? You guys have been in the studio working on some new material?
We got some new material. We got 10 new songs. Three of them are out. I would say three of them are probably really close to release.
Okay.
You know, hopefully a new album out by the end of the year.
So just progressing along.
Just progressing.
Yeah.
Making some noise.
Yeah.
You know.
Give us the background of the band, in particular the other guys that are with you guys.
Jason Sopik is still playing drums. Pete Horm still playing bass. Pete actually wrote the song, the second song there. And then I do all the rest of the writing. But John, keyboards, me, guitar, and vocals.
Yeah.
You know, and we just have fun. Get together, jam. It's a weekly thing. You know?
Yeah, we
it's
try
like,
to
It's
keep
like
it.
A lodge meeting every week.
Yeah, we do it every week just to, you know, got to stay sharp.
Sure.
Just got to keep playing. And it's the you know, the repetition, is it helps a
Keeps
lot.
Keeps it tight.
I just I've always been fascinated by the name. You just have a cool
Yeah, that's what everybody name. Says. You know, we went to a competition and a blues competition, and you guys won already because of the name. yeah, I wish, but
yeah. Where did that evolve from? And I know we've probably talked about this.
Just, you know, it just came out one day. We live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's crows everywhere.
Yeah.
But you always got that one stinking crow that wants the whole world to know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hiking through the woods, if you're walking down the street of our small town, there's a crow, caw, caw, caw. That's a Lone Crow Rebellion. He's just raising Cain to let everybody know that you're not where he wants you to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we have I live in the city.
Uh-huh.
And we have two that have set up shop.
Oh, nice.
Hanging right out between they, you know. So if I'm sitting out on the back porch enjoying the sun, he'll fly over onto the neighbor's porch and sit there and hiss at me.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. That's a Lone Crow Rebellion.
Yep. And he's in the trees across the street. He's on my roof. Yeah.
Yep.
And he eats well. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
But that is a cool name. And it's kind of life story right there.
Yeah. My wife is a graphic designer, so she's the one that did all the logo work.
Oh, cool. So. Yeah, you guys got great stuff. So when the songwriting process is occurring, it sounds like obviously you've been the primary guy, but other pieces adding in?
Yeah, what I typically do anymore is I'll demo a song just on an acoustic or something. With a kick drum track just to keep time. And I'll turn it loose and say, what do you got? You know, and Jason will come up with a groove, the drum track to fill in, you know. He knows the time signature from the kick drum. And then, you know, he'll come up with it and pass it around. And you just, you know, you get your drum track down, you just start building up from there. It's like building a house.
Yeah.
You know.
That's got to be a fun process to be a part of, to see something come to its
evolution. Rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say it's rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see something come from nothing.
Yeah.
From the ashes.
Because it just struck that same kind of theme came up last week. We had Appalachian Honey on, and Chrissy, Joe, and Damon, and they're sitting there going, yeah, you know, she'll throw this at me, and then I just kind of run with, you know. And it's just, it's fun to see that, you know, it's fascinating to see that dynamic occur between band members.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the chemistry. That's where, you know, you're putting the spices to it. Because if I did it all myself, it would sound like this. But when you add those other three ingredients, it really...
Yeah, there's so many things that you can do. You're playing it when you're trying to put it together with all the guys. And then when everybody leaves, you, oh, I thought of something. And then you get to put it down on the computer and try to get it. You know, you just put the track down and then send it out and see how that works. And we just get it all put together. And it just seems... It just all comes together.
Yeah. And watching you guys perform, I mean, you've got, you know, talented musicians that can take music in a bunch of different varieties, you know, in a bunch of different shapes.
We're trying to get people to jam more in the band.
Are you?
Yeah. We'd like to take some of them 5-minute songs and make them 15.
Four song set list for them.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
But
people love a jam. So
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some of the new music. You're going to play us three new tracks tonight, including the possible title track. But first, we're going to start with The Preacher's Son. Tell us about that.
Preacher's Son's a good Delta song. It's got a nice hook where the audience can get involved in doing some whoa-whoas with us. And,
nice.
You know, it's gone over quite well when we've played it live.
Yeah.
You know, you can get them involved and get them singing some backups with you.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the whole point of the song.
Well, I was going to say, was there intent
there was an intent
when you went to write it?
Yeah, to do that segue. Okay. It's a couple places. It's in the beginning. It's with the choruses, in between the choruses, you know?
Yeah.
And, it was kind of intentional.
And just when you think the song's going to end, we just added another verse. So.
Yeah.
just because.
Working towards that jam.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, we did a breakdown in the middle. The solo is more of a, when you hear the song, it's got a solid Delta groove, but in the middle it goes into almost like an Allman Brothers jam for the solo.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. We've gotten a little more progressive as we get older.
Yeah.
The two newer ones are pretty progressive, I think, for a bluesy kind of rock.
We're definitely not a blues band anymore.
No.
We're a blues rock and southern rock band. So
yeah,
you know, it's it's okay.
Leading back towards the southern rock.
It's called
evolution.
It all ties together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all music. Yeah,
yeah.
It's evolution. John's gonna come in one day with a second head.
Well, it's Preacher's Son. They are Lone Crow Rebellion tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Son of a preacher man. sound, but it moved me just the same. I can hear the ladies in the juke joint calling out that poor boy's name.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight. We appreciate you tuning in. This segment being brought to you by Bros's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. Stop up and see them. Get some great items to complement a picnic you might be having, or your dinner, your lunch, or some stuff you can put on the grill, because it is grilling season, and Bros is Superette ready to serve you. Visiting with Greg and John from Lone Crow Rebellion, and they are working on a brand new album. They've been releasing some singles as they go for the album that we'll talk about the title track in a couple of moments, but we just heard, coming into the break, following Preacher's Son, There Was a Time. Tell us about that song.
Our bass player, Pete, come up with that idea. I think it's just a... It's just a look back on growing older, a man's life. You know, that's, you know, you used to be the cock of the walk, they say, you know, and ready to fight, not taking any crap from anybody. But as you get a little bit older, you know, people are trying to push you aside, and you don't care. It's like, I'm okay with that, you know. I think that's the gist of the song.
Yeah, I've got a friend who works in an ER. And she tells a story about, like, an old man that come in one time, and he just wasn't doing well, but she's like, believe it or not, you know, I used to be something.
Yeah.
You know, and just that, you know, it was a touching story. She tells it way better than I do, of course, but
yeah.
Just like, I
believe that, it or that's not, kind of the gist of the song. If you listen to the lyrics close, you'll understand that.
Yeah,
looking back, you know, this is what I once was, and now the young bucks are pushing me aside.
You know, there was a time.
How'd I get it? There was a time.
Yeah. Seems like yesterday, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, we all feel 20, right?
Yeah. Right.
So when you guys are putting the material together, where are you recording it, and where do you hand it off? Is it the same process you've been using?
Yeah, I have a studio at my house, and then, you know, most of the final work goes through there. But everybody has their home studios, and we drop everything into my machines and do the production work and then put it out from there.
And available everywhere? People can find your music?
Yeah, you can find it anywhere. Any streaming platform, you could buy it from Amazon Music or wherever you download or buy your music from. You can pick up, you know, the physicals at shows or from the website.
Still pressing CDs.
We are, believe it or not.
Yeah, there's still people that want a CD. They want something physical. They want it. Yeah. They want it to hand it over. I got this idea. Well, it's not my idea, but I'm going to try to do the thumb drives, you know, USB drives, some kind of tribute to put on a USB drive with all the music on it. And I've seen bands selling those. Instead of CDs, people just want something to take home.
yeah,
take
yeah.
home with them. You know, yeah.
I still like the look at it.
Yeah,
an
yeah.
album cover and
exactly.
read some notes. You know,
I buy at least one vinyl at every show I go to.
Yeah,
and we just went and saw Robin Trower. I bought two.
Ah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I can't help it. It's vinyl's my thing. It was my thing as a kid, and you know,
yeah,
we have been doing. Just a segue into that. We've been doing these theater shows with the Juke House Bombers, split bill. And you'd be surprised how much merch you sell at these theater jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, they love vinyl and CDs and,
yeah, and
know,
we
the
do
T-shirts
have,
sell well, you know.
Yeah, we do have our other album on vinyl. And it's selling, you know, we sell a couple every time we are out. So
yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you appreciate people. And a lot of times, you know, maybe it is just that theater show.
Yeah.
But people love to be engaged, and we saw that, you know, even for example at the fair, you know, some of the bands that were playing, and one was obviously doing some fundraiser, but people were gathered at the end of the show, they were checking out material, and
yeah.
you know, that's good stuff, that when the listeners, the viewers are engaged and they want to be able to
and they
remember that by purchasing, but also supporting your band.
Yeah, and they like to stay afterwards. They'll stand there and wait for you to come out, you know. Instead of tearing down, you actually have to go. And I'm just used to getting my stuff, get it off stage, let's go. And
yeah.
now there's people that are standing there, you know, waiting for you to come talk to them or shake your hand or, you know, sell them a T-shirt or some merch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or to ask the same questions, you know, about how do you get to this point?
And yeah,
stuff, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. They're interested. They're curious.
Yeah. Well, your last album, Coltrane and Blues, I mean, we've spun a lot of that material, and,
yeah.
You know, it's some great stuff. So anxious to hear all the new material as you continue your progression as a
yeah.
band.
Yeah. As John said, it's much more progressive. Even we have a new song coming out called Homesick, which is classic old, you know, I can't even give you anything off the top of my head what it's, you know, what it sounds like. But, you know, it's a classic progression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got a bluesy soul to it.
Okay.
It's coming, and it's a very big song. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of production going on.
And I'm having troubles with, we're trying to work on harmonies for it, and we don't have a big harmony song. So it's something we've been kicking around, maybe putting a few 3 or 4 part harmony in it. And it's like, how do we get that done? But it's coming along.
We need some doo-wop girls.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those types of
special
songs.
Guests.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to throw, I don't know, Bruce Springsteen or Juke, or the Asbury Jukes, you know, that kind of New Jersey rock in there. But
yeah.
We don't like to talk about Bon Jovi either. So, but it's got like some kind of ring to it.
Why not?
It's a good tune. I can't wait till it's out.
Well, hey, the Noble Hops brought in Miss Freddie on a tune.
I'm actually talking to her on this song.
Yeah?
Yeah, so we'll see if we can work it out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. I love when, you know, special guests come in and it works for a band or an act.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
We're trying. We just got 100 miles between us. That's all.
Yeah.
That makes it a little tougher. You know.
Sure.
But
Yeah, you'll be building.
We're just out in the middle of nowhere, you know. There's no, we have no culture either. it's bad.
No culture.
We have crows.
Yeah.
And they're rebelling.
Culture of the crow.
Yeah.
See that guy on the porch with the still? That's our culture.
But. Well, hey, in Rural Valley, they go into the woods.
Yeah,
right?
Your,
I mean, you know.
All of our kids want to move to the city, you know. I'm thinking, why? But then, there's a lot of things we miss up there that we could do in the city, you know.
I say we live in the best place in the world
because
you're an hour or two from anywhere.
Yeah,
it's just not there.
That's the other good thing about it is you don't live in the city. For us.
Yeah, so. If you like to hunt and fish, you're in that neighborhood.
Yes,
yes we are. If you like to talk to fish, you're in the right neighborhood.
Visiting with the guys from Lone Crow Rebellion, where can they find you online as far as your website and such?
www.lonecrowmusic.com.
Lonecrowmusic.com.
Yep. Yes.
And you'll be picking up, I would imagine, a little later in the summer, some activities and some more festivals planned
out. Yeah. We have our annual bike night at Du Bois Harley Shop at the end of the month.
That's
always the last Friday, and I think this is our sixth year in a row we've done the last Friday in July.
Okay.
And we have fun over there. They really enjoy.
That's a really cool dealership, too.
It is.
That's a unique one. It's really neat.
Yeah. And the
family that owns it's wonderful people, too.
They are. They actually changed it up the list this year. They don't cancel for rain now. They moved it indoors this year. So I know their first couple were
wet.
So, we're really wet, like May. They start the last week of May, so it was inside for sure. But we've been really lucky. The last year it started raining, and we were just getting the last speakers in the trucks, and it started pouring. Yeah. But we've been pretty lucky with the weather up there. And we have another one coming up in August. LH Jams. It's a nice festival in Lock Haven.
Okay.
And it's pretty big for us this year. I mean, they go all out, and we're actually going to be on the main stage. We're not the headlining act, but we are on the main stage this year, and that's a big plus for us. And they take care of you. They want you to hang around for the whole weekend, and they want you to stay and enjoy everything along with everybody else. So it's going to be a nice weekend.
That's a beautiful little town, too.
It is.
It's just so unique.
Right. And they have a stage right on the river.
Oh, wow.
Where they have bands weekly and like all these little towns. They have the Thursday night things and the Friday night things. And
yeah. Yeah, I get there, don't get there very often anymore because doing Slippery Rock football, we used to play them every year, home and away, and they were part of the division. They're not anymore. So very rarely do we get out there. But my son and I went out to a concert out in Reading, and we're driving back and stopped by the golf course, which is right in the entry going into town.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful golf course. And I was like, boy, we got to come back here and play this again. It just had great views. And I just always like the downtown, the way it's configured.
Yeah, it's a nice little town.
It's a cool little
place.
If
you want to see God's country, man, you take 120 out of Lock Haven and head back towards us.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never seen country like that.
Wow.
I mean, it is beautiful.
That'd be a great drive.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And then the Harley in Dubois, is that off 80? If people wanted to head out to that?
It's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's halfway between one exit and the other. It's between 97 and 101 along 80. If you get off at 97, if you're coming from the west, you can go right through town and... You'll
drive right by.
Yeah, you'll drive right by. Okay. It's right on 219. But it's really nice. They do a car show also and a bike night. So a cruise in.
Mm-hmm.
All the bikes they had the last time we were there, I think there were 200 bikes there. And then they have the cars line up in the grass, the custom cars and classic cars.
100.
Yeah.
Wow. 75 to 100 of them.
Yeah, that's cool.
But that's going to be on... That's July 25th on a Friday night. They have last Friday in August, or July, in July. And August is the LH Jams is August 9th. And we also at Blairsville this year, doing the Blairsville music
in the park.
In the park thing, okay. Where they have in their amphitheater down by the, I think it's by the river too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
We've got one coming up also Labor Day weekend at Over the Mountain, which is right up the road from my house. It is literally over the mountain. It's up on the top of the mountain in the woods above. It's a pretty active club. This is an outdoor show.
Okay,
you guys would do great up there.
That's the name of the bar is Over the Mountain.
Over the Mountain.
Yeah, it's right on top of the mountain, just outside of Dubois. It's up in Rockton.
Yep.
So if you're cruising out and around Labor Day weekend, keep that in mind. So
That's Friday. We're there, and then we have another theater show in November with the Juke House Bombers, the West Shore Theater in Harrisburg.
Oh, nice.
Well, actually, it's the town across the river from Harrisburg.
Mechanicsburg?
No, yeah. North or
Harrisburg gets you there.
Yeah.
You'll but the North Shore Theater.
North Shore Theater in the Harrisburg area.
Right.
Tell us about what could be the title track as we're going to get into Solitary Man.
Solitary Man, that's a progressive blues rocker.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys will light that one up. Turn it up when it comes on.
Yeah.
It's just about as again, you get a little older, you don't need people around.
You know, you guys are taking this retirement thing a little too seriously.
Yeah, well, it's all or nothing, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, don't do anything halfway. But yeah, I really like this song. It's a jamming song. Yeah.
And possibly the title track for the album.
I think it is a title track.
Yeah.
It probably will be. The album's called Solitary Man.
Yeah. Good stuff. And we'll dig out an older one of your tunes called The River.
The River. Yeah. The River's still doing great. That's probably our highest played song, although Blues for Better Days is right behind it. But
yeah, that song took off after we started playing it. It was actually past The River for a while. And then,
yeah.
But people are still listening to our stuff. Yeah. Must have our The River on their playlist because it goes... It keeps adding up, yeah.
Nice. That's good. That's rewarding, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, Greg Logg, John Simanka are best of the rest of the band, but Lone Crow Rebellion, catch them near you or keep an ear out later this year. The new album called Solitary Man will be out.
Yeah, or give us a call. We'll come play for you.
There
Look
you
us
go.
Up on the website.
Yeah, check out the website.
I'm not opposed to pleading. Come on.
We have our merch page on the website, and I have credit card set up and PayPal and all that stuff. So if you're into LPs or CDs or whatever, we have it out there, and some shirts and some hats. And
support your local band,
yes,
Lone Crow Rebellion. Good to see you guys in the studio again. Thanks for making the trip down.
Thanks for having us
back again. Yeah, we love coming down to visit you guys.
Yeah, we would love visiting with you. So.
Yeah.
Solitary Man and The River, they are Lone Crow Rebellion tonight in the studio on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
I'm a solitary man. Everything's alright. everything's all right when I'm on my own.
It's time to crank up the heat.
fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken too. Pair your flame grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, we're less than a month away for the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, featuring the Noble Hops and the Ragged Company, Saturday, August 9th, 124 Maple Road in Carnes City. Look for their Facebook page and get ticket information. And head to the sessions at Blueberry Hill with special guests The Shiners, Highway Moon, Blackridge, and Those Guys. 2B's Acoustic going to be extra busy next weekend traveling western Pennsylvania. Friday, July 18th, they'll head to the Grumpy Beaver Pub, Bridge Street in Bridgewater from 8 to 11. Saturday, July 19th, it's Bites and Pints, Harrison Avenue in Jeanette from 7 to 10. Then up to Meadville, Sunday, July 20th, for an afternoon get-together from 3 to 6 at Davenport Cider and Winery. Quality Life Services continue their summer concerts Thursday, July 31st with the Noble Hops. Those are free on the lawn. Bring a chair and hang out 6 to 8 on Thursday, July 31st, 160 Medical Center Road. The Rock Done Right Tour. Circle your calendar for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and get your tickets now at the Band Jam. And September 20th, the Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records 20th Anniversary Celebration. Stay tuned for details. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, July 17th, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport. Then Friday, July 18th, how about happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club featuring Cook McCoy. Friday, July 18th, the Let Freedom Ring Tour featuring Gary Burke III heads to Biker Brewhouse in Youngstown with special guests Noble Hops and Sour Mash. Also, Saturday, July 19th, the local live music series at 11th Frame will feature the Noble Hops, 8 p.m. No Cover, and Miller Lite. And stay tuned for more details on the Moraine State Regatta coming August 2nd and 3rd with lots of local music.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Great to have you checking into our local music show here tonight. A great visit with Lone Crow Rebellion. Also, Larry Wilson checking in. The Let Freedom Ring Tour continuing, and you want to be at that very special event coming up as well. Lots going on. Just had Corey's Cruise as well, and salute to everybody that
check that out, whether you were riding or just coming to check out some of the great local music. And fun run for Gary Burke III. Just amazing to see this tour he's got going on and the response that he's getting and the help that he is providing to local first responders in memory of Corey Comparator as well.
Yeah, it's going to continue all the way through, I think, into early fall possibly. So,
yeah. So salute out to Gary and his team for supporting the local entities. And we want to thank again our presenting sponsors of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies, and Band Together Pittsburgh, banding together to bring a stage, new stage location to the Band Jam, kind of adding a new flair and opportunity for a lot more comfort for everybody that wants to come out and check out the show at Cooper's Lake Campground. We appreciate them, and you'll come out and enjoy the festivities with Ram Automotive presenting the singer-songwriter in the round on August 21st. That's that Thursday night. Five musicians will sit down and tell you tales of their tunes at 7 o'clock, and you don't have to pay a dime to get in on that. That's a free night. And then for the Band Jam itself, the main event Friday night at 5, all day Saturday, usually kicks off at around 11 in the morning and runs till 11 at night. And again, you do have to have a ticket to get on the grounds for that. You can buy the weekend pass or you can just buy one day. If you do care to camp and you can have that ability, that is completely payment separate through Cooper's Lake Campground. But again, if you go to thebandjam.com, we'll tie you into all of that. But a bunch of other great local sponsors, including our ticket drop sponsor, doing a new little added flair for some of the Band Jam promotion, our local McDonald's restaurants. Another one is coming up, so keep your ear to the radio, and another one in August as well. Big Rail Brewing going to be at the Band Jam, too, and they're going to be bringing some beverages out. And, of course, you'll enjoy the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers Saturday night as well again. You can pay to get into their tent and benefit our friends at Fostering Music and a whole bunch of other key sponsors helping to present the Band Jam, including Butler County Veterans in Need, Dresky Entertainment, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Liberty Corner Tavern, Quality Life Services, Build the Scene, Scarfire Media, Music from the 412, KEI Dumpster, Bonus Accounting, and Quality Life Services, all who are heavily involved in supporting and promoting our local musicians. We love the connection. TheBandJam.com. Be there August 21st through the 23rd. Don't forget about voting for the Grassy. 977rocks.com. It's up. All of the bands are listed. Acts are listed. You can even play them, sample them, pick out your favorite. Or if you have your own local favorite, make sure you're helping with the vote, because that is fan decided. And we announce the winner at the Band Jam.
And we are fast approaching the halfway mark on that, too. So, and just a little bit of advice out there. It's important to vote daily. If you really want to push an artist or song, it's important to vote daily, because we've seen, you and I, because we have a little access to what's going on, we've seen the results of that. Mm-hmm. It has changed the outcome dramatically. So, a little advice to anybody out there listening.
Yeah, absolutely. 977rocks.com. And I want to spin one of the past Grassy Award-winning acts, and kind of connected to Jazz's Rock and Road Show, by the way, the band Half Wheel. And I just love this song. This is just a feel-good summertime song called Good Day.
Yeah, and then let's take the show out with Sour Mash, who I had mentioned earlier, will be joining Noble Hops and Gary Burke III in Youngstown at Biker Brew House and the Quaker Steak and Lube up there. So come on up this Friday, and let's have some fun and raise some money for first responders.
There you go. Get out and support it, folks, and have a great time doing it. That's the best part. It's the Grassroots Show. Tonight, we appreciate you tuning in. Presented by Shady Lady Productions, we're here every Sunday night at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's a good day.